What's that called?
Maybe I'd be a steel guitar. That's if I were to be a guitar, I'd like to be a steel guitar.
Thank you.
I know what Amanda that instrument Seyfried is. Played it too, and I was it's like, yeah, yeah.
Pan piano?
I'm no, it like, sits on your lap like
that
this.
Was something yeah. else that started with a T.
Dulcimer.
But she played it like this.
Yeah.
It was yes. crazy. It was really cool.
But isn't is that not how it's played?
No, it is how it's played. Is.
Oh.
I just don't know
but
what
it's just
called.
Like cool that that's...
Oh.
A what?
Sitting
at a park in
the
house. I've never heard that.
Heard the music. It all looks bad. I don't know what comes after.
I don't give peace a chance.
Every time Amanda, what is it, Siegfried?
Ooh,
Siegfried.
Siegfried. Siegfried.
Siegfried. Wow.
Wow.
Every time she opens her mouth, all I hear is just "Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia," and like that's about it.
Well, that was a great role of hers.
It was. It was. Indeed, it was.
Lesser appreciated her in Mean Girls. What's the weather?
Whoa.
Wait, that was her?
Yeah.
Yes. What? The what mouse?
Duh. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Yeah. I actually did not put two and two together.
Yeah, Karen.
So that's four. Oh.
Yeah,
I also
Karen.
Haven't seen Mean Girls in like a long, long time.
Mean Girls, well. You didn't see the new one with Renee
No,
Brad.
I did. Holy product placement. Let's talk about that for a
Yeah,
minute.
That was not good.
Oh, do we have to do a PSA?
Oh, yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
time.
Abby.
Well, I thought maybe we could each do like a paragraph.
So actually, we read it.
I like really? Wait, actually,
like
I've never
yeah.
done this.
Yeah,
I can
so
read.
So actually,
oh.
yeah, if you came to exposure.
On, well,
in your defense, last time we popcorned,
oh,
which was really
so
fun.
Around.
So well, it's my first day on Earth,
and it was like you're
the youngest person ever.
It's me.
Okay, wait. The good news is I picked one with three paragraphs because I thought. The three of us would read it, so oh, maybe you guys all should read it.
Do
you okay.
want to?
Well,
do you
it's
want
it's really
to
cool.
You can read it.
No, it's, I don't want to read it.
Yeah.
I
don't
know.
Should we all hum music? Ambient sounds?
It's called Dancing in Public. I think you should read it.
Beautiful.
I think
yeah.
you guys
yeah.
should read it. I
yeah.
want
pass
you to.
It over. Okay. Pass it over.
Give me a bubble.
Wait, I can't read and play the... I'm not good at sight reading.
You can't read, period.
Wait, I can't read.
No, we know this. I can't read. Every time I have to read a PSA for my show, that and genuinely, it's an like my show. First time ever okay. seeing words.
You're the youngest person ever.
Just tell me when.
Oh, wow.
How old are you?
I'm 3 years old.
It's not even right.
Oh.
I'm 4 years.
There you go.
All right.
Time to hear
ready.
You sing.
Tell
I'm
me
ready.
When you're ready.
When is everyone else ready?
Wait, hang on. Okay. Is you good? Okay.
Bro.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, actually.
Okay. Oh my god.
So
Funky Tofu
so
trying to do anything right.
Classroom.
I'm having
no
a really hard
read.
Time taking anything
hey, kids.
Seriously.
This is called Dancing in Public. Have you ever been listening to music walking down the street and have the urge to boogie down? Too scared or embarrassed that someone will catch you shaking your hips randomly on the sidewalk? Well, not only is dancing a fun and enjoyable activity, but numerous research studies support that dancing increases serotonin and endorphin release, which are hormones that jolt up your mood and make you feel like you're on top of the world.
Dancing in public can be scary for some, but your happiness is more important than potential looks you'll get from people you will probably never see again. So when you're walking to class, don't be afraid to bop your head or tap your knees to the sick beat. People need to know how immaculate people the people need to know how immaculate your music taste is. By dancing in public, you can even motivate others to do the same. Promoting habits that are enjoyable is super important, especially during the cold season. You can
bro. Let me find it.
Cold season.
You can grab a friend and shake those shoulders to fight the negative thoughts away. This PSA is brought to you by your Boogie Down DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Thank
Yay!
You.
Oh.
And I've been saying that.
Sorry,
word for
guys.
Word.
And actually, that's directly taken from my journal. I don't
acting
know how I got
is
that.
Reacting.
And clearly
I
Rachel
think so.
Having a really hard time taking anything seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Don't we all?
Hey, I tried.
Hey,
Yeah, you did.
I did my best, and that's all I can do.
Yeah. Do you want to play another song, or should we just keep?
Let's play another song.
I got maybe a half hour, guys. I texted Chloe this, but I have until like 7:45.
T minus
like 20 minutes, because I have a risotto sitting in my car to go get dinner, or rather bring dinner to
Wather.
I have to bring dinner to my crew lead from the summer from farming. So
did you handpick the rice?
Yes.
Thank you. I was out at the patty yesterday and I didn't see you, bruh.
Bro, what?
How did it's you not peak. What? The snow is melting. I was literally it's out
rice
there.
Season.
It's rice season.
Is it? What did you say? It's,
I was out at the patty and I didn't see you, bro. I was knee deep. I was in my waders, bro. I had my tweezers. What?
How did you not see me, Chloe? I was literally like maybe.
Did you harvest it last week?
No, I harvested yesterday. Maybe I was like 5 miles away from you. I don't know.
It's pretty. The patty.
It's a big patty.
The patty is. Oh,
I also hand foraged the mushrooms that I used for a mushroom risotto.
Careful! I've heard mushrooms.
Hey, Papa.
New crazy thing.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to expand upon that?
When we become a gospel band, we're gonna.
I can't wait.
Wait, so I actually just watched a TikTok on Jonestown, and now I can't stop
thinking.
Can
you tell this was chronically online?
So
if
let me put my guitar
juice,
down.
Would you drink it?
So
the Kool-Aid. Oh, no.
Basically, no. But you didn't have a choice because he would just like inject you. What is it? Cyanide?
No.
It was cyanide.
They drank the juice, and
but
the
it was
juice
laced
drug,
with cyanide.
Yeah, it was
right?
laced, and then
yeah.
they all.
But they didn't have a choice. There was this 45-minute tape that was used and recorded, and it's online. Heath is nodding in the booth. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called the death tape. It's 45 minutes long, and it just documents like everything that happened in the Jonestown like mass suicide. And you didn't have a choice. So like you went up and you were like, I'm not drinking that. And he would go, sorry. I censored myself.
At what cost?
But you would go, I'm not drinking that. And he would go, too bad. And take a syringe with a needle and just like stick it, like stick you with it. And there were like people who had like needle injection sites in their skull. In their like wherever the okay, Abby's freaked out.
Before that's
9/11, it was the largest single incident of intentional civilian death in America.
Yeah, it was crazy, and they would he used the children. He made the children die first so that the parents had less of a will to live.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's terrible.
Crazy.
How did we get so?
No,
I
have.
Yeah,
wait a minute. So did you? So
I am
curious to know if you did.
How'd we get from risotto?
Do you know the song Glow by Kesha?
I was gonna say how if you made like Kool-Aid with the mushrooms, like would you drink the mushroom Kool-Aid? And then I was like, oh wait, Jonestown.
In the song Glow by Kesha, she says, drink that Kool-Aid, follow my lead.
Oh, which is a callback to Jonestown, led by the infamous Mr. Jones and me.
That should be our next.
No. By the right? No.
What?
Guys, I wasn't. Mr.
DJ
Jones
Bill.
And me.
And I tell you the
me and Mr. Jones.
I lost me.
So Jonestown. So Kesha, call back to Jonestown, call back to Counting Crows.
Yeah, obviously.
Awesome.
So it's the
back.
So it's
and
the callback
back to Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
At the start of it all.
So basically, it's the Counting Crows' fault. Counting Crows did Jonestown.
Well,
and
so I've
let's get this conspiracy rolling.
I've heard recently that they've become a really big problem because no one can count anymore.
One,
two,
too
many crows.
Muscle my shoe. So. 3, 4, and purple.
Yeah, 6, 7.
You missed 5.
So
you can't count. This is the problem. No
one's
the count.
Episode of iCarly.
Oh, they made a new number.
Was it DERF? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. DERF 8.
Confirmed.
Okay, confirmed. Nods, can we get nods? Yes. Okay.
I think that's right.
No.
I'm a different generation. I think.
I'm like a year older than you, maybe at most. Not even.
Out of iCarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Did you want to play another song?
We could.
Bubble.
Drew certainly.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Let's see if I remember this one.
Or play what
well,
you
let's
know.
Let's see.
Y'all know Airplane Over the Sea? Can we do a group sing on this? I don't think I know the melody of that one enough.
What if we did Cleopatra? Because everyone knows that song. Just kidding. Arabia doesn't, apparently.
No, I could. I could. It just would not be pretty.
Wouldn't the listeners just love to hear the interviewers sing?
Can we get people in the chat sounding off on that?
So this is
the chat.
We've had enough blunders. What's one more?
What is one more?
Okay, so we're going to do Cleopatra by the Lumineers, decided by not me.
You said, why not do it?
Really stomp clap hey of you guys.
You can stomp clap after this.
Bring it
times back. Times are better.
Oh, wait, yeah. I just saw this meme by The Hard Times, which is like my favorite musical meme account. That was like, lead singer of Lumineer sustains a debilitating toe sprain from stomping too hard on that foot drum.
Like that. Touchy subject.
Sorry.
Just recovered from toe surgery.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, big toe.
Okay,
how is it doing now?
I don't feel like
bad.
I feel like they're soft and stomp clap hey ho.
Let's do this.
Stomp clap hey ho.
You know me.
Stomp.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
I was Cleopatra. I was young and an actress when you knelt by my mattress and asked for my hand.
There we go.
I was sad, you asked it, as I lay in a black dress with my father in a casket. I had no plans. Footprints, the mud stained on the carpet, and it hardened like my heart did when you left town. But I must admit it, that I would marry you in an instant. Damn your wife, I'd be your mistress just to have you around. I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. When I die alone, when I die alone, die, I'll be on time.
Hey.
Yeah. While the church discouraged any lust that burned within me, yes, my flesh, it was my currency, but I held true. So I drive a taxi, and the traffic distracts me from the strangers in my backseat. Remind me of you, that I was late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone,
nope,
die, I'll be on time. Only gifts from my Lord were birth and a divorce. But I've read this script and the costume fits, so I'll play my part. I was Cleopatra. I was taller than the raptors. That's all in the past now, gone. White shoes leads me back to my guest room. It's a bed and a bathroom and a place for the end. I won't be late for this, late for that, late for the love of my life. And when I die alone, when I die alone, die, I'll be on time.
Going back to how I can't read, the G's and the D's look the same.
So that's not
get it.
Right, yeah. And also the C's, it's all kind of blurring together, and I am blaming that on the fact that I'm wearing the wrong prescription of contact.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
That would probably do it.
Oh, yes, you do.
I do, yes. What?
Famously.
I, like, never wear my glasses. Deal, right? Everyone knows
green.
This.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my green glasses
yes,
are famous.
Because
among...
there's a really funny mm-hmm. picture you posted of where your hair is all crazy and you're wearing your glasses. And I... Is that on my Finsta? I don't know. I was like, I'm using this as a reaction meme.
Yeah, but basically, the last time I needed contacts, I had like,
find it.
It's under my parents' account on Costco. Shout out my parents who
shout out Costco
buy my contacts, and also shout out Costco. But I was like, Mom, yeah. I need more contacts, and she was like, okay, and bought a 6-month supply of 3 different prescriptions.
Oh.
So I have -275, -250, and -225.
So
I know I'm different prescriptions
battles.
In both eyes. I don't remember which one.
Are any
and,
of those right?
The 250 and the 275 are. Let me see.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Famously.
My God.
Was that
she
after...
literally looks like a spider that got electrocuted.
Will you airdrop that to Rachel's iPhone?
Yeah, I got you.
She looked like a Muppet.
Just real quick.
Oh, who's the little crustacean
yeah.
Muppet?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Filibuster.
It's not Beaker, is it?
No, that's the science guy. I'm talking about the guy who...
Beaker and something. Is it his friend?
Who's the...
No.
Can someone...
Can
with
someone
little,
on the air...
It,
actually a Muppet?
Be more descriptive?
With so the little orange tuft?
Yeah, the little orange tuft. And he has like... Yeah, he makes all the little like...
Yeah.
Oh,
comments.
Oh,
no,
oh,
not
oh.
Him.
Shh, shh,
it's
shh,
not?
Shh, shh.
Wait, wait.
Like Pepe? Yeah.
Pepe.
The prong?
Look
is it this?
Pepe yes.
The
that's
Pepe
the prong.
Yes.
The
king yes. prong.
That's
wait,
what I was
can I just
that's
say? Yeah, can I just say?
Yes.
Did you guys ever see
oh,
the
wow.
trend on TikTok where people
oh.
were like
oh
posting
God.
Their traumatic
yes.
stories
yes.
to
the
like,
olive oil
and yes. it helps me when I come. But it was like a really dramatic like orchestra performance
yes.
of it. And
yes.
they used that picture of him
yes.
to like
God.
Be like, and
yep.
then the shower turned off and I had olive oil in
yes.
my hair.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I slid across the garage floor.
I know.
And my dad hit me with a baseball bat.
If you know, you know.
IYKYK.
And if you don't, get with it.
Let's
spend more
let's
time
do
on
an, another interview question.
Please,
let's circle back,
let's circle
actually
back
get
to
on
that.
Track to why we're here.
What would you do if when he said yes?
And if he said, would you yes?
no. It wouldn't mean that, babes.
Who
anyway.
Is an artist you think is underrated right now, and who's an artist you think is overrated right now?
Geese for both. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa!
I'm
kidding, I could
I'm
say
kidding.
Some really crazy things.
I see torches and pitchforks
like?
Coming towards the dude.
Guys, I'm kidding.
They're on their way.
In terms of like creating music now, or in terms of just like it could be an artist from any time?
From any time.
Mm.
That is hard.
You had an answer, Rachel.
I'll go.
You've been waiting for this.
Everyone sit down. I'm not very niche. I'm very now. So they're both going to be people from now. Someone I think is underrated. I love Maud Latour.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love Maud Latour. I think more people should be listening to her. I've seen her in concert like 4 times. I've met her. I love her.
She's
great. We DM on Instagram sometimes.
Wait, hello.
I'm in her TikTok
Internet
comments.
Friends.
She responds. Yeah.
No biggie.
We're tight. But she's great. I love her. And then
Speaker truth.
Gracie Abrams.
Oh, wait. Me too.
I third that opinion.
I need her gone.
Literally, yeah. You'll be having the worst day of
gone.
Your life when you're like,
I'll be having the worst
I
day, and that's so true.
She
comes
yeah.
on
yeah.
me off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow.
Oh my God!
Can I say something crazy?
Say
maybe.
It.
I was head. Playing Fortnite today.
Well,
is that it?
This is not true.
And I'm a sucker.
There's this like sound that people can play that you probably have to buy with like a bunch of
V-Bucks.
Yeah.
And it was Gracie Abrams.
That's horrible.
What?
Yeah, that was crazy. Mm-hmm.
You'll be having the worst day of your life, and That's So True will
yep.
come on the radio. And
that,
I'm like, great,
yep.
perfect. Thanks, guys.
Maybe I'm alive, but I think I lost it. Maybe I'm in
yeah.
but I think I lost it.
So now, like, imagine that in so. Fortnite, and then you die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would,
oh,
yeah. I would die
yeah.
in real life, too, I think.
I think,
I was
yeah,
a backpacking so. Guide for tween girls this past summer, and
ooh,
yeah.
there's a lot of Gracie.
I didn't
a lot
let
of
my
Sabrina.
Campers play Gracie Abrams.
Yeah, I would just
I didn't let them. I said I'm not
sometimes.
Playing that. Not on my account.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, I actually have her blocked.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not playing her on my phone.
Not
my streaming history.
No streaming from my device.
I don't, Delaney, do you have your answer? I have an answer if you don't.
I have a couple that I'm like, they deserve some more. But okay, number one, I don't know how to say it actually. Is it LaRue? There's a song called Sexotech. Tune in.
Oh.
Great song. Oh, I bet money, I bet.
That?
He's at the Sexotech. Great song. Like,
that is
let me put
one
you
of
on.
My friend's like favorite songs, and I'm, every time she would play it, I'd be like, "What?
That's
what
like,
what it?
Yeah,
that's a great
plate.
Song.
What
it is a
that's
great
it's
song.
High. It's like the perfect getting ready song.
Yes, it's fun. Everyone dances around. I put a lot of people on in the fall, and then like, it was like my upstairs neighbors. You could hear it like through. It was like, oh, yeah,
that's beautiful.
That's, yeah, that's
yeah, that was good.
Diffusion of culture.
Yeah.
Do you have more bands to show?
Yeah, were there more?
Oh, my other one that I was thinking of, I've been really into Vampire Weekend.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yes.
They're huge, but also I saw them in concert in the fall, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
They put on a great show. They did they do 10-Minute Sunflower for you?
No.
Oh,
whoa.
My God.
No, they didn't. But
they did 10-Minute Sunflower when I saw them at the waterfront. Or no, Champlain Valley Expo Fairgrounds. And genuinely, I ascended to the heavens. And I was like, wow, I've met God, and it's Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
And Rashida Jones, because they're married?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the person I'm thinking of that
Rashida Jones, yeah.
To?
Wow. Yeah. Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. Him. He is married to Rashida Jones. I don't even know his name. If
yeah,
I,
that
Ezra?
One. Yeah, Ezra.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I don't even know his last
How
name.
How old? I don't know.
I don't
couldn't tell you.
I think they've been married
oh my God,
for a long
Rashida
time.
Rashida Jones is 60.
What?
Right?
Wait, are you being for real right now?
Yeah, I'm just
She's 60
actually?
Years, 6-0.
Yeah.
Yes. How old is her husband? How old is Ezra? 13?
Wait.
13 going on 30?
Maybe 40.
Like,
she's 50. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's
don't
the
scare
age
me.
I meant
don't
to say, but I added
like
10 years.
Wait, yeah, totally.
Ezra
so...
Koenig is 41.
Wow.
Hey, girlies out there wanting an age gap, anything is possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's 50.
DJ Pilk, what's your answer?
I think a band that deserves more love, and maybe this is just me not being alive in the 80s, is XTC. I am just obsessed with everything they make, and Generals and Majors. I don't know if anyone is on the air listening to this now and has also tuned into my show, but like last spring, I would not go a single radio show without playing Generals and Majors, and it got to the point where my regulars were like, you played this last week, and I'm like, well, it's a good song, and I would like dance, and it was beautiful and wonderful, and I love XTC. I think a band that is overly hyped, and this is controversial, but I'm only saying this because, like, I feel like Off Pays Do Cocaine, like, that was my favorite song, now it's overplayed, I can't listen to it, is Geese. I think rightfully so, they deserve the stardom, but we gotta cool it off a little bit. And also, I hate Taylor Swift, so she's gotta get out of the spotlight. I'm
sorry.
I feel
like she's hidden right now.
Yeah, she's gone.
She is.
She's out.
I love all the memes. This whole interview is making me sound chronically online, which I am, but I don't like that it's being publicized. But I loved all the memes where
all
it was like
listeners.
Taylor Swift trying to go get something from her kitchen, and it was like a dead in her house.
DJ.
Yeah. But like, I don't get it. Maybe this is me being stuck in my ways. I hate Taylor Swift. Like, if somebody posts for me for my 22nd birthday and is like, it's your Taylor Swift. I'm actually
now we're all
TikTok live or Instagram live. Pick one. On site. I don't even care. But yeah. Those are my answers. Next question,
Clock
please.
It in.
Next question.
That was a good question.
That was a good question.
Thank you. Thank
question.
You.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Wait. I have one.
Yeah.
I bet.
Go.
No, so... I couldn't hear the part where I said I forget after.
Oh,
try,
you kind of like
try
put
remembering.
Your head down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
she's
shame. Deep in thought.
I was embarrassed. If anything, this set is proving that I need to lengthen my attention span.
Get Subway Surfers up again.
Yeah. Do you want?
I know.
Can Emily play
I'm
Subway
detoxing.
Surfers in the window again? So
we need
Chloe
the bouncing.
Can focus.
Yeah, we really need that.
Emily, you don't have to do it. It's okay.
Yeah.
I joy.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, it's loading.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
All right,
lock
okay,
in.
All right, Chloe.
Did you have a question? You had like a little intake of breath that makes me want to think that you did.
I don't really know. Oh, wait. Honestly, I'm just watching Subway Surfers.
I got one. If Funky Tofu awesome. Could play any venue in the world, what would you, where would you want to play?
Las Vegas Sphere. The Las Vegas Sphere. The Las Vegas Sphere. And honestly, all over the graphics would just be like different types of tofu floating around.
And we would in the tofu.
We would just sing James Blunt covers. Because that's the original purpose of Funky Tofu.
Yeah, wait, can you explain
Wait, so this actually is Delaney's name, so I'll let Delaney speak on it.
Okay, so freshman year, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Simpson Dining.
Of course.
So I'm in Redstone, and I was trying to have some tofu, and it was funkier than usual. I was like, this tofu is funky. God. And at last, that was the name of my future band. So I tried to gather some individuals. None of them played any instruments, but we convinced so many people that we had a band. And I was the lead singer, and we just sang James Blunt covers because I sound just like him. And like, you're beautiful, it's true. Like, that was it. And there's like, goodbye, my lover. That one was good too. Yeah. So then, so now I've just been telling people for years that I have a band, and I didn't until yesterday.
Sorry.
Thank you.
And
so
now we do.
True, eventually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's on manifestation.
I was going to say.
Yeah, work hard, play hard.
It's all about the mindset you
are in. Yeah. Speak it into existence.
Thank
you. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You are playing this sphere surrounded by
tofu.
Yes. Stock images
of
tofu.
Can I speak on my tofu real quick?
Oh, God.
So
she's vegan, by the way.
So, yes, I am plant-based.
I don't like tofu. I eat meat.
I love tofu.
I love this band.
And, yes, I am plant-based. I'm scared to say vegan in the state of Vermont because I do eat eggs because I just can't give up a good scrambled egg.
Oh, that's fair.
But
do you know that Jubilee interview? She's like, that's not vegan.
That's not vegan.
Oh, my God.
The amount of people who are like, you're not vegan then. I'm like, okay, well,
I don't eat meat.
I'm up, okay?
Can you please
none of your business.
Feed me my next meal? No, that should be your response. Not me asking you. That should be your response to people who say you're not vegan.
I actually didn't even get to what I made for dinner last night. But I so no I have it so I so for the last 2 weeks all I had been doing I had just been craving salmon. Like, I wanted salmon like no other time in my life, and I'm wondering if it's because I'm iron deficient at this point in time. But there was a recipe that I was able to find.
Oh my God, I watched the whole bit.
From my absolute goat, Nora Cooks, and it was
so for the listeners.
And
sorry,
it's a block of hot pink tofu.
It's a little chunky.
Wait, how is that color?
So basically, the recipe said like beet for color. Oh. So I had to use a singular beet for color. And honestly, I ate it. I put it in a little rice bowl, and guys.
Emily.
I don't know if maybe this is just me not eating.
Emily Mariko, I mean, come on.
I don't know if it's maybe just me not having salmon in, like, literally 5 million years, but it tasted like salmon. It was really good.
You close your eyes and believe, I want
to try it. Yeah.
I have three more, like, fillets.
Let me ask the audience.
Count me in.
Anything for years. I would believe anything tasted.
Like, no,
I would
only
salmon.
Genuinely.
Like,
this rubber band tastes like salmon. But I don't.
She was like, and it was nice and flaky too.
It was. It was crazy style.
What is in there?
Tofu.
What is in there?
Did you like cut
flaky?
It?
Yeah, I
through.
Cut it like diagonally, and then it let all the beet soak in, and it was pink. It was really good. It was really good.
I'm excited for you about that tofu.
That's beautiful.
I'm really hype.
Did you get your salmon fix from it?
I did, actually. Yeah. I was like, man, I'm good. And now I have three more fillets I gotta make my way through. Wow. So,
Jamie can't share them.
So, I have a question for you since it's 7:28. Okay. Did you want to do another one? Or
do we want to do another one?
Yeah.
If you want to.
It's totally
You're
up
playing,
to you.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we
want
to do?
Can you play Don't Look Back in Anger now?
We can.
We can.
Wait, really? No, that's a lot.
Do you want us to?
No.
It's a lot of Oasis. It's an Oasis.
Well, knowing us, we probably
I
won't
love
get through
those
it, so.
Blokes.
Hello. Hello, God.
Hello.
Ava, which one's your favorite one to play?
In an airplane.
Okay, well. I can sing.
I can
know
I'll
the words.
Sing with you. I just need the lyrics if people want to help me with it.
No.
All right, so
I don't think I know the song well enough to be able to sing it. Otherwise, what a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun.
Rachel, do you want to hold the lyrics for me if you're not going to partake?
Are we not playing? Okay.
We're playing.
Wait, what did you want to do?
What are we playing?
Oh.
What do you want?
I don't know. What I thought we were
so
playing.
This is a democracy,
turmoil
by the way.
In the band.
And yes. 5 minutes Apple. After the show ends, they break up. Yeah. Never to be seen together again.
An airplane. Okay.
You're projecting your agenda.
All right, Jonestown.
I think we've done more than project our agenda. That is more cancelable than me saying, should we do it in an airplane?
Because that was pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting
you
stars.
Should do that.
I've been waiting
I could
for
really
you to
use
play
a wish
one.
Right now. I don't know that one. Sorry.
I'll be Rainbow Sparkle
Wait,
Dash.
No,
who's
I
the
wanted
My
to be,
Little Pony?
I wanted to be
Twilight Sparkle.
Sparkle.
Twilight
get it right,
Sparkle.
Abby. If you're going to reference the meme, crazy. Get it right. You can be Mordecai. Yeah, I'll be
okay.
Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah, we can ask who the other one.
Mordecai awesome. From regular show. Someone pull this up. Can you guys edit this into the film? Can you just edit a floating photo of Rainbow Sparkle or Twilight
Sparkle? Sparkle. Idiots. Her name is Twilight
Can you have
Sparkle?
Twilight Sparkle and Mordecai
Princess
just, like,
of Celestia
the screen a little
I think
bit?
Idiots. Have that image downloaded.
Oh, wait, this is perfect. My dreams are coming through. True.
There you go.
And they're coming through.
My dreams are coming through.
My dreams are coming through.
Beautiful.
Okay, so what are we doing? What did we decide?
Any of them.
No, you tell me.
Home?
What do you guys want to hear?
It doesn't matter what I think.
What are the options?
Stomp and Holler, Home.
Oh,
or
God.
We could do Jersey Giant.
Oh,
yes.
That's
a
version of the Hot
Lamb. The Billie Eilish one. You could do that version. You know that, you know what I'm talking about, deep cut. Hello.
Wait, what'd you say?
It's like, Coca-Cola, no, it so is. She performed it at GovBall circa 2018. I would know because I was there. On her ukulele. Oh. This is when
That's
she was still wearing her big red pants and her yellow shirt.
Oh, wow.
Let's do an airplane.
Hair.
I feel like okay, that's one that I like literally cannot mess up.
You got it, girl.
It's actually
we'll
really
see.
Good. You guys
oh,
should
we'll
listen
see.
To it.
Don't
sleep on
huh?
I'm not gonna.
They've picked another song. I don't know.
And we're gonna ask the audience to sing along with us.
If you know,
because I can't.
At home,
so
all
you
the
should
people
sing.
Running here with pitchforks and torches for the geese.
We
are.
Yeah, can y'all just like pause
gonna,
and
like, subdue them? And then
all the 13-year-old girls
are
gonna
go. Say,
bro, I don't like
what
Reese
a
Abrams.
Beautiful face. Someone one. Someone has a saw. Someone brought a saw to hack you up, but then it turns into a
singing.
I love it.
So for Perfect. Those who may have missed that, 2 years ago, my dear friend Chris and I, who's in my other band that I'll plug at the end, I suppose.
What?
Sorry.
Okay, fine, whatever.
We or did nothing. In an airplane over the sea no, at Exposure on the Road, which is going to happen April 1st this year. And we went to go do it, and I finished the song, and I turned my head, and Chris is playing the singing saw, and the bow is just shredded to bits and pieces. I think there's a photo of it, and the look on my face in the photo that was taken was genuine shock because I just did not expect it to be that. Sorry, I'm cheating on you guys.
It's
like,
it's fine.
God. They're so clingy.
No, you should have texted Dreatherband.
I actually did, and they said no.
Oh, for the second choice.
Are you Pokey serious?
Tofu does not belong here, apparently.
Oh, that's
we're not welcome. It. It's fine. Just play the song.
This is the last song this band will ever perform.
But I love you guys, and I'm
okay.
So thankful that you guys wanted to do this
Thanks.
With me.
I'm so happy.
Rachel,
to
we
be
work
here.
Together. Don't make
yes.
this a hostile environment.
I was born to be a star.
Ed won't be pleased.
He'll be overjoyed if we stop speaking at work. He would.
He's cheer. Gonna tell me to take my cricketing elsewhere.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Okay.
Yeah, bubble.
Okay.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes
ashes will fly from the airplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
This is a trumpet part.
Tonight there is music that sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and a ghost all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree.
This is when the singing saw is going crazy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Trust.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. Put a beat on the cloud, I'll be laughing out loud, I'll be laughing with everyone I strange it is to be anything at all.
Yippee!
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! She actually didn't even miss that one. It's crazy.
All right. Okay, you know what?
It was beautiful.
That's the only one I've played consistently for like purple ears.
Rose just saying words now.
Any final shout outs? Any final words? Can't be purple.
Purple.
Thank you to Delaney and Rachel for doing this and meeting about an hour and a half ago.
Being great second choices.
And, okay, all right. So, band's never playing again.
So Funky Tofu.
Tofu's over. But thank you guys for wanting to do this so I didn't have to do it alone.
Thank you for inviting us, DJ Pilk.
Yes.
This is an honor. And like, comment, subscribe, smash that like button.
That like button.
This is my big break. Hoping to become a star. So.
If you watch till the end, comment the rainbow emoji. And favorite ice cream flavor. And I don't know, shout out. Purple.
There's beautiful people here.
Shout out Burlington Bay.
Shout out Burlington Bay.
Shout out Kappa Alpha Theta.
Shout out Theta.
Shout out
Go Greek.
Delaney.
Yeah.
Shout out Olivia Drost. She's in Italy, so she's definitely not listening, but I love her either way.
Shout out my Libby.
Question mark. Shout out Sadie Roos. That's my little
Elaine, Liv, yep.
B
if you're if you like what you heard and also maybe want to hear music that I've actually had time to prepare. When are we on? What day is it, Chloe? April
the
29th. April 29th. My other band, Big Belly Band,
other
will be playing. We'll do more. We're going to have more things. We have drums. We have a bass. We have me on electric guitar.
Ooh.
Who's on drums?
Chris. And then we switch halfway through.
Whoa.
We're just scissors and chuds.
I'll be banging on that faucet pit. I'll be rubbing and rubbing on my yellow leg. I'll be rubbing and rubbing on my yellow leg.
Tune into that April
29th. Yeah, tune in if you would like.
Or don't.
Okay.
No tea. Please do. Tune in.
Yeah.
Support,
like, and comment. Support what's your other band's called?
Belly Band,
Big Belly Band,
Big Belly Band.
Big Belly Band.
Like and comment for
Big Belly Band.
Who are we? Funky Tofu. share for Big Belly.
For Big Belly. Like and follow for Funky Tofu. Comment the monkey emoji, the little like ape, orange ape emoji.
Orangutan.
The orangutan. Oh, yeah, it's the orangutan. Yeah,
it's in the name, baby.
Big Belly Band.
Yeah.
So this has been great.
This has definitely been something I did in my life.
Chloe also texted me. She goes, literally anything, I'm begging for scraps. Anything you do will be fine.
And we're just girls that like to talk.
And yeah. God forbid.
I'm just a girl who's going to be okay.
Like, yes.
Nevertheless, big society she wants persisted.
You to think that you won't be.
Facts. Facts.
Wow.
Period.
Thank you. This has been really wonderful.
This thing on?
Can y'all hear me okay in the back?
I hope this whole time it was off. I mean,
really. This every thing mic on. Has hello.
Been the whole time. It's been dead air.
Did that clip on the board?
Did that clip on the board? Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. This is an exposure. Should we do what should we've been doing?
Yeah.
So we've been doing thank yous where we all try to harmonize.
Oh,
should we? A starting note?
Should we?
Yeah. Can you please?
Can one of you please give us a starting note?
Thank you.
Wait, really? Is that how it's supposed to be? We're going note by note?
Well, we can Beach Boys it, whatever you want. Go ahead.
Wait.
That's.
Thank you.
Well, it's good that you're doing lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my.
Three little house little tree. What a cozy possibility. Little house, little tree, what?